WIRX, everything that rocks.
Hey. Oh, hey. Oh.
Get a little hot down here, man. I had to pop the robe.
Are you
naked right now doing the show, for God's sake, son?
I got these new Under Armour shorts that I wear like every day now. My wife's just like, Jesus.
Can you find some different shorts, please? Have you
washed them. They're comfortable.
Wash those, you filthy animal. Anyway, we got to keep moving here. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's happening?
Okay, I got a couple in here. Why don't we do this one, okay? And I don't want to make light of what's going on right now with COVID, but this is worth talking about. Of all the bizarre side effects of COVID cases, who knew restless anal syndrome would be one of them?
Wait, what's that? Explain.
Doctors in Japan have discovered some people are getting spasms and a deep, uncomfortable feeling in their buttocks region. In the anus.
The booty hole's twitching.
That's right. Winking at you. Going to the bathroom doesn't help. They think it's one more sign of the kind of nervous system problems COVID causes, even long after symptoms are gone. Restless anal syndrome.
Hmm. Doesn't sound comfortable.
See, here's the problem.
You're sitting there and that thing's twitching around.
You and I already have to deal with it. All right. We spumoni more than we should. All right. We already have to deal with that, especially with the amount of spicy food that I eat. It's the last thing I need. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the last thing. As a guy whose main food group in his diet is tacos, restless anal syndrome does not sound like something that I can afford to have.
You don't want to add to the already fire going on down there, right?
What a weird thing. And also, too, for the doctors, I think we need to give doctors a little bit more credit. Obviously, with all the amazing work that they do in taking care of the sick and in a very thankless job. Now you got to be the guy that's like, you have to tell someone that. Most of the scans came back good, but I need to tell you that you have a thing we just discovered called restless anal syndrome.
You know,
like, what?
As a doctor, you got to sit there and like observe that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. I think it twitched.
I noticed when it winked at me numerous times during your checkup that we had to look into this. So keep that in mind. If that makes you get the vaccine or wear a mask more because you don't want restless anal syndrome, maybe we helped out. Maybe we helped out. I don't know. But okay.
Kind of an odd story this morning.
I don't think ever in doing my radio career that I'd ever thought I'd say restless anal syndrome.
You've said that multiple times.
Multiple times.
This section of the show just seems to surprise us every single day, man.
I got RAS. What's that? You don't want to know. You do not want to.
Not good.
No, not good at all. All right. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.